Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Kings Road on seven stars. Seven ways to find the long-lost bards. 7 days became 7 years. While pokers laughed and called foul jeers. 7 times he cursed their 7 tears. Till each became their 7 fears. What is lost is never gained again. I've cast the spell that eternity chained. No more to cry, O mortal soul. The astral path is now your fortuitous role.
Imperative to bring all bodies to orgasm simultaneously. Do not waste time blocking your ears. Do not waste time seeking a soundproof shelter. Try to get as far away from the sonic source as possible. Do not panic. Use your wheels, it is what they are for. Small babies may be placed inside the special cocoons and should be left, if possible, in shelters. Do not attempt to use your own limbs. If no wheels are available, metal, not organic limbs, should be employed whenever possible. Remember, in the case of sonic attack, survival means every man for himself. Statistically, more people survive if they think only of themselves. Do not attempt to rescue friends, relatives, loved ones. You have only a few seconds to escape. Use those seconds sensibly or you will inevitably die. Do not panic.
Do not panic. Think only of yourself. Think only of yourself. These are the first signs of sonic attack. You will notice small objects such as ornaments oscillated. You will notice vibrations in your diaphragm. You will hear a distant hissing in your ears. You will feel dizzy. You will feel the need to vomit. There will be bleeding from orifices. There will be an ache in the pelvic region. You may be subject to fits of hysterical shouting or even laughter. These are all signs of imminent sonic destruction. Your only protection is flight. If you are less than 10 years old, remain in the shelters and use your cocoon. Remember, you can help no one else.
No one else.
You can help no one else.
No one else.
Do not panic.
Do not panic.
Do not panic.
Do not panic.
Think only of yourself.
Only yourself.
Think only of yourself.
Only of yourself.
Think only of yourself.
But your phone is fucked, framed by freedom! Strength is your safety! Trust! Leftovers from the last war, this is not an Air Force! You stop! Air Force, this is an air circus, Scott! Even the Red Baron himself would laugh at that antiquated aeroplanes. We must modernize! We must join in the supersonic race! We must get up to date! Get with it! We must completely reorganize Beatles' strategic air defense again! A strategic air defense system that will astound the world! There must be a dramatic renaissance of the Luftwaffe! The long reawakening! The long-awaited reawakening of German air supremacy. Out of the ashes of defeat, a shining silver bird arising. We will soar up the skies with our gleaming needles. The world will be...
Just The ladies at top, win a prize.
Or is it a false prize?
Roll up, shuffle up. There you go.
Yes, it's number one.
Boss, let go.
You want to buy airplanes?
That is correct.
Well, we make them good ones. Let me show you a picture of this F-104, or the Starfighter, as we like to call her. She's a beautiful plane designed by the same man who designed the U-2.
The U-2?
Yes, the finest fair-weather fighter on the market. You won't find a better one at the price, or any price for that matter.
Any price? You want a bargain already?
No, well, this comes in a very, very good package, very good terms.
Very nice. We need a plane for bombing, strafing, assault and battery, interception, ground support and reconnaissance. Not just a fair weather fighter!
Well, that's okay. We can make some modifications. It'll cost a little extra, but it's worth it. Just look at the shape of this beauty. Like I tell you, what we'll do, we'll redesign the plane, right? And instead of just calling her the F-104, we'll call her the F-104G.
G?
Yeah.
Hey, G for... Yeah, G, Herr Minister, G for Germany.
G for Germany right now. Give me
that. Yeah, I'm going to. Hang on. I got him way up there. Yeah, he'll go for that one.
G for Germany?
Yeah,
God, Strafe England, Bunny, get in.
Yeah, G for Germany, Herr Minister, you know, it'll go well on the plane. We could do a logo around it, It would look very tasty up in the clouds. We could illuminate a little bit so that on dark days you would see it twinkling like a star.
Also, G for Gottstrafe England.
What?
This I am enjoying. G for Germany.
I focused the magnifying glass that brought the downfall of Icarus. I focused the magnifying glass that brought the downfall of Icarus. Balloons were easy. A simple pill. We'll be right back. mercy for the rudder bar, no mercy for the tailplane, a singe for the handlebar mustache, cremation for the bone-domed brain.
heard with my ears pricked up for sounds. My ears are electric, moving aware, tells me things from miles around. I'm a man wolf, I am a wolf man, I have a canine mind. I have half the mind of man, and I am neither of one kind. I saw a neon sign reflected in a blue of liquid sky. It was not what I expected as I just was walking by. The sign said to the magic theater, it is not for everyone. But for madmen only, the performance has begun. I looked up to see the notice where the lights were shining from. Nothing but a blank wall was there, and their reflection too was gone. Maybe it was only an hallucination, I'm no stranger to such things. I made a thorough investigation, the image had a power that clings. To my jaded imagination, my brain hurts from the bells it rings. To my jaded imagination, my brain hurts from the bells it rings. I am neither of one kind, their reflection too was gone. I have half a canine mind, where the lights are shining from. Tells me things from miles around, the first performance has begun. The way my ears prick up for sound, it is not for everyone. My hair's electrically aware, it is not what I expected. A sign said there is something there, I saw a neon sign reflected. But maybe it's only an hallucination, I'm no stranger to such things. I made a thorough investigation, the image had a power that clings. To my jaded imagination, my brain hurts from the bells it rings. To my jaded imagination, my brain hurts from the bells it rings. I am a wolf man. I am a werewolf.
Telephones, rip. Overdrive, episode number 75 tonight was a special about Robert Calvert, the one-time singer and poet of Hawkwind and all his solo projects and a bunch of other stuff. I'm going to give you a track list, which is quite long, so bear with me. The first track you heard was a classic Hawkwind and Silver Machine, and Calvert was actually the writer of that track, and the Silver Machine that is mentioned in the song is not some space rocket or whatever, but it's actually was his bike from when he was young that he wrote the track about. Two other classic Hawkwind tracks after that from the Space Ritual live album, 7x7 and Sonic Attack, which is a poem by Calvert. After that you heard Ship of Fools from the Lucky Life and the Long Ships solo album, a record about the Vikings coming to America. And then you heard from the early 80s some synthesizer stuff that he did in those days, real cool albums. This was a track from Hype, and the track is called The Luminous Green Glow of the Dials on the Dashboard at Night. We followed it with five tracks, if I count correctly, from the Captain Lockheed and the Starfighters album from 1974, a solo record with a whole bunch of guys from Hawkwind, and Arthur Brown is in there too, a very cool record. You heard Franz Josef Strauss, the Aerospace Inferno Aircraft Salesman, and the Song of the Gremlin Part 1 and 2, and this record is about the German Air Force buying starfighters and the shit that goes wrong with them. After that you heard the follow-up single of Silver Machine, which was called Urban Guerrilla, but it was boycotted on the radio because when it came out the IRA started bombing Ireland and nobody wanted to play it, so it kind of flopped. After that you heard another synthesizer track, Telekinesis, from the Test Tube Conceived album. After that you heard Steppenwolf from a synthesizer album by Adrian Wagner that Calvert contributed this track to, which later was also played by Hawkwind, as a matter of fact. And after that we played a track from the PXR5 album from Hawkwind, High Rise, from the time in the late 70s when Calvert returned to Hawkwind and became their lead singer once again.